The Wisconsin legislature is still struggling to finish its biennial budget, but the UW Board of Regents has already approved its financial blueprint for the upcoming year. Things look a bit different this time around. UW system leaders have changed the formula for distributing funds across campuses, and that means some schools will see less money than in years past. That's despite the fact that the system is getting more funding from the state. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello explains.
Back in May, state lawmakers approved a $25 million increase for the UW system in its upcoming year. That's money the system hasn't seen in the past few budget cycles. UW officials typically split up funds according to an enrollment-based formula, funneling more money to bigger campuses, like Madison. But this time, leaders want to help campuses that have suffered due to state budget cuts and declining enrollments. So, the Board of Regents is stripping $6.5 million from UW-Madison and distributing it among other campuses. Some higher education advocates say the new formula is unfair and pits campuses against one another. UW Regent Janice Mueller voiced her disappointment during the board's meeting yesterday. She pointed out that the state's flagship campus educates and employs a large portion of the system's population.
I can appreciate the thought process that went into this in terms of reallocating funds to other campuses, but those of us who live in Madison woke up to those headlines saying the flagship might potentially be hurt, so I hope in the future there'll be sufficient funding for everyone.
The new distribution will benefit UW-Milwaukee and UW-Whitewater the most. UW-Madison leaders say they're willing to take a hit to help fellow campuses, as long as it's a, quote, one-time measure. State Superintendent Tony Evers, who also sits on the Board of Regents, was among the members who defended the changes. But Evers also pointed out that all system campuses could use more money to succeed.
If there's any controversy in my mind, it's around the issue that 17% of our budget comes from the state of Wisconsin directly. If it was higher, if there was a greater investment on the part of the state, we probably wouldn't be having this discussion.
The Regents approved a total $6.2 billion budget Thursday. The plan increases student fees and on-campus housing costs, but keeps tuition for in-state students flat. The Regents will incorporate any further changes that pass the legislature once that body finalizes its plans this summer. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.